Hey, mamas. There is so much power in the words we speak. It's almost as if you could view them as energetic magnets. Our words speak to ourselves, our spirit, and our self-worth. And yet, we give this power away so quickly without thought. Of course, I know how difficult divorce is. Been there, done that in all its dramatic fashion. I joke that I have a PhD in what not to do in divorce at this point. It's why I feel so passionate about working with mamas. Aside from the fact that divorce skills are really life skills and that anyone navigating a divorce could benefit from them, working with mamas is my life work. And when mamas learn to take care of themselves, they can take care of their kids, their divorces, and their future chapters. In fact, you're writing that right now, here in this present moment, as you listen to this. Don't let that overwhelm you. Let it empower you. Don't worry if you don't know how to get there. Just lean into the possibility that you get to decide what comes next and know that you don't have to do it alone. Let me share some of my own story and some client insights with you. So, what's it going to be, Mama? It's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation A Divorce Tale of Woe or Triumph. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. We talk about this concept of reframing a lot in our program. Remember, to reframe something isn't about revisionist history. I like to use the analogy of taking an old piece of art that you really liked but never found the right place for, and so instead, just had it hidden away in a box in the closet. One day you rediscover it. Pulling it out, dusting it off, you sit admiring it and wondering to yourself, why have I kept this hidden away, unappreciated? You even go as far as to have it reframed. Suddenly you see it all differently. And before you know it, you're proudly displaying it and you find the perfect spot you had never considered before. The art didn't change. How you viewed it did. What if I told you that you are that piece of art? The same goes with how we tell our stories and recount our life experiences, particularly the messy ones like divorce. I'll share a little of my personal story here. I could recount a tale of woe that would include some pretty salacious details. Think Lifetime movie and all its drama. I kid you not. I could tell you about infidelity, losing everything, being left homeless, penniless, and having to move home with my parents with a small child in tow with my tail between my legs, and being a single mom who struggled her way back to herself. Or I could tell you about the best part. How it didn't end there. How I learned to use my life experiences. How I figured out how to pick up the breadcrumbs of my life. How I could see the interconnectedness of my life, body, mind, and spirit. How it led me to the greatest chapter of my life, in the greatest love story, doing the greatest work here with you. And I don't think it could have added up this way or ended up here without all the other chapters of the story. This is how we use our experiences instead of being used by them. This is how we see life happening for us, not to us. No matter what you're dealing with, how much it hurts, how uncomfortable it is, what if you could trust that it's guiding you somewhere else and you just don't see it yet? Tale of woe or triumph? Which ending are you going to choose? Whether you see it yet or not, you are the author of that next chapter. Actually, you're the author of this present moment as well. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. The other day in class, one of my mamas, who was looking at the horizon of her divorce process, gave me the best compliment. First off, I have to share that this lady has come through the storm and is dusting off the final remnants of the experience, but now moves in such a solid, grounded, wise, intuitive, heart-centered way. She didn't choose the divorce. In fact, in the beginning, she might have told a story from the perspective of the victim. However, today she tells it from the stance of victor. And that has nothing to do with the actual settlement, but instead about where it led her and how she stands in this renewed, empowered self. I never know when a woman will transform, come back to herself, heal, and begin again. But the mamas who show up in this program always do, and it's glorious. But back to this mama's comment, and you know, I had to just gush about her for a moment. Recounting her past months and all the encounters she had with various professionals she'd hired to help her arrive here, she said, "But you've been the heart of the operation." Wow. Yes, the intuitive divorce is the heart of the operation because we focus on you and getting you through this in the best condition possible and making the best decisions for you and your kids. I love my new job title, Chief Heart of the Operation. It doesn't get much better than that. Divorce is often accompanied by a buffet of emotions with too much to choose from. Up, down, all around we go, our plates piled high. And any given aspect can make us feel like we could crumble at a moment's notice. Hey, it's a lot. The system can be harsh. Your ex can be triggering. And you're likely digging up a lot that you thought you could dismiss and hide away. Exhale. What if you just let it all hang out? I mean, seriously. And what if you had a place to do that? To just be unapologetically you in all of your messiness and glory? What if you could simply stop being perfect? Refrain from being... What if you could simply stop being perfect? Refrain from being the fixer, the people pleaser, the one who makes everyone else feel better, and instead, save some for yourself? What if you filled your cup so you could fill your kid's cup, so you could show up for your divorce negotiations, so you could show up for your divorce negotiations the way you want to? That's what it means to divorce differently. That's what an intuitive divorce is. We flip the conventional narrative of divorce on its head. It's not all about hiring a shark of an attorney, an asset grab, and a tug of war over the kids. And don't get me wrong, time, money, and custody are critical components here, but there's something missing from that equation. You. When was the last time someone nurtured you? I overheard a great line the other day. You must feel the pain that ends the pain. I sat with that for a few moments. And then thought, yes, that's definitely true. No more denying. No more hiding. No more pretending. We have to feel it to reveal it so we can heal it. But we don't have to do it alone. I've done so much personal work along the way. It hasn't all been a smooth ride, far from it. But I now see how it all thread together to tell a new story of an empowered mama who rose from the ashes of some pretty harsh realities and created a life for herself and her kid that fills her soul and brought her back to life again. Isn't that a better story? Are you ready for a reframe? What are you going to choose? A tale of woe or triumph? You are writing that story now, Mama, whether you realize it or not. I see happy endings on the horizon for you. When you squint, can you see them? They're waiting for you. Come on, let's go. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.